Yes, sir. We're live. Auburn takes down Florida Atlantic in the second exhibition, 102, busted 100, 102 to 70. Miles Kelly makes his debut. We get hot from three, and we talk about the season outlook as Kyle Rush and Zepp Jasper ready to get after it. Yes, sir, we're back. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, the Barn Hoops podcast, and we are ready to talk about this exhibition game that goes just about as well as you could possibly go. A little bit of worry. Tahad Pettiford gets dinged up, comes back out in a brace. We'll talk about that. He obviously was having a great performance, but overall, Auburn handles business in front of a sellout crowd. I tried to get tickets, Zepp. $200 for standing room only in a exhibition game. That's the Bruce Pearl effect.
That's definitely a Bruce Pearl effect. I never seen an exhibition game to be sold out. That's amazing. Just having a sellout exhibition game, having the fans there, having everyone to come watch, you know, and just have the fans be pumped about an exhibition game.
No doubt, no doubt. So, look, this is the guy everybody was waiting to see. Our boy Miles Kelly finally gets some action, plays honestly way more, I think, than a lot of people expected. I think you thought maybe you see him 10 to 15 minutes. Well, he played 20 minutes tonight, and he scores 15 points, tied for leading all scorers, 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 7 from three, and then 4 of 4 from the line, that automatic free throw shooter that I guess he still hasn't missed. I don't know that he's missed a free throw since he's been at Auburn. But overall, just that's exactly what you expect from him. You come in, you get a scoring threat from three, and he lights it up. So I think that's a coming off of the sickness. I'd say that's about as good of a debut as you could ask for.
Oh, most definitely. It's a great debut, especially getting your feet wet with that being actually his first game in an Auburn uniform, you know, especially it's great to get that feeling of seeing shots go in with your fans, your family, your haters. It's always good to see your shot falling, especially after being sick for a week or 2 weeks. And, you know, I know you feel good to just to get things going, you know, even though it's an exhibition game, it's no matter what it is, it's always good to have that feeling.
I would say, Zeb, I'll ask you this because you've experienced it. Like coming from, I mean, Georgia Tech is an ACC school, but they're up and down, and they didn't have a great year last year. I'm not sure what their crowds are like. It's different coming and playing in front of that Auburn crowd. What's it like your first game really getting in front of the crowd? Like, I think it shows a lot being able to just calm your nerves and not be too hyped up your first game. Talk about that. Like, what's it like, that transition, your very first game in front of that Auburn crowd?
Well, you know, coming into Auburn, you know, coming from another school, it's always like you're waiting to see what the feeling will be like. How will you be in the environment? What are you going to feel like? How are you going to play in this environment? It's like because you never have been in that environment. You know it's home court advantage. You know this is where I'm going to play at all year. But it's like once you get settled, once you start feeling it, once you start knowing this is going to be every single game, the crowd is never going to go away. It's going to be lit vibes every single game. Once you get used to it, you like, oh, it's on and popping right now. Go and get your popcorn ready. Go and get your sodas, your beers. Get ready because I'm finna shoot lights out and get the crowd going every single time. So I know that feeling had to be super, super good for him just to play in front of that crowd tonight.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And just, again, cool, calm, collected, able to control his emotions and then shoot like he's expected to shoot. The free throw thing is obviously great. Just continuing to be able to go to the line and be a steady guy at the free throw line. I think that's big, especially when you get in these tournament games, you get in these big time conference games where you got to close things out from the line. It's just good to have a guy like that you know, you can feel comfortable with. So last game, Zep, last game, we were a little bit cold from three, shot like 18% from three. Tonight, the boys heated up a little bit, 14 of 37, 37% from three. My man, I think if you shoot anything over 35, this team, the way they play defense, if they shoot anything over 35%, they're going to be tough to beat.
Oh, most definitely. If you shoot over 35%, you will be a hard team to beat. But as we speak, it's always easy to play at home because it's your home court advantage. So you have the confidence. Everything is going to go your way. Even when you're losing a game, you always feel like you can come back when you're playing at home. So we talked about this on the show Tuesday night, just of how bad our three-point shooting was. We was on the road, and that was our actually first, you know, game, you know, just suiting up. But I feel like if we can shoot, like you said, over 35%, I think we'll be sitting great, you know, in SEC play and out of conference play this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. JP, still a little bit slow to start out with, but something very, very exciting happened in the second half. JP Pegues got hot a little bit from three. He hit three three-pointers at the end of the – like towards the end of the second half. I'm hoping that's something that really, really kickstarts him and gets him going, because like you and I have talked about, he's sort of like an X factor. If he can be the point guard we expect him to be, you know, Tahad had to play a lot of point guard tonight. If JP can be that guy, that scoring point guard and a facilitator, again, man, look out at the different scoring options this team has.
Most definitely, look out. If he's scoring the basketball, facilitating the ball, just basically being comfortable at what he can do, being the best he can be as a player he was and the player he is now. I know it's kind of tough starting off. You know, like I said, you have to get adjusted to the crowd. You have to get adjusted to the speed on how you're going to be able to play. BP wants you to play at a certain speed at all times. It's all gas, no brakes when you're playing for Bruce Pearl. His system is a system where your first 5 minutes in a game, you have to play super, super hard. I don't think he never came from a system that have you play your first 5 minutes, you're going to play hard and you're going to get subbed out just from playing hard, playing full court defense, getting everybody in the right spot. Like you say, just being a point guard, being a leader.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A couple of comments go over. Auburn Dad for Life, C5, the rebounding was awesome. Auburn won the rebounding battle. It looks like 41 to 36. So it was a little bit tighter there towards the end. I think they had some dirty ones late, some cleanup rebounds late. But, yeah, Auburn crashed the boards, a lot of offensive putbacks, a lot of offensive second chance points. But yeah, overall, the rebounding looked great early. There was a much wider discrepancy at halftime than towards the end of the game. But yeah, rebounding is going to be key. And when you can play those big lineups, like, you know, have Janai out there, have Cardwell out there. Chaney was cleaning up the boards in the minutes that he got. Really physical, just a hallmark of a Bruce Pearl team on the boards tonight.
Well, BP always speaks on offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding. That's one of his main emphasis of maybe two through the five man. If it's one thing, BP always will get mad about offensive rebounds and defensive rebounds because he feel like he got the best rebounding team in the country, no matter the size, how big you are. He always is going to yell at assistant coaches, the players, everyone about rebounding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Let's go back to Chaney a little bit. Okay, so Chaney played 17 minutes tonight. He only had 7 points, but he was perfect. He didn't miss a shot. He was 3 for 3 from the field, 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals. Just played. He did a lot of the dirty work tonight. I feel like he did a lot of the dirty work tonight, and really that's what you need from Chaney. That's what we need from Chaney. Hit a big three when he had to hit a three. Don't need him to play way outside of himself. Just kind of do what you do, man. Just get in there, be that big body, be that big four that we need you to be, that bouncy, a four that can score and play really, really tough defense. Early so far, really good two games for Chaney, and without really having to do too much out, without having to ask too much from him. Just do what you do. Really good two outings so far for Chaney headed into the season.
As we always speak on Chaney, he's an explosive player. He's one of those guys. He's going to be one of the eight factors also on his team. With him being perfect from the field, that gives him great confidence of going into the first game of the season, because he's going to be crucial. He's going to be one of those guys who would be one of the first guys off the bench, you know, coming to this first game. So I look forward to seeing him play this first game. And I think he's going to be one of those guys who be super efficient, one of those guys who get rebounds, score, don't force. Like I said, he's just one of those guys. He do everything he has to do on a basketball team.
Absolutely. To this episode's brought to you by mybookie.ag. Don't forget, use that coupon code next round for that double up deposit bonus. You better get that account ready because basketball season is right around the corner. You want to get some on this. You're going to want to get in on the action of these Auburn Tigers. It's going to be a lot of overs, I think. I think a lot of overs are going to hit because this team's going to be scoring a lot of points. That's mybookie.ag. Just keep bouncing around, man. Jakai Howard, to me, proved tonight he's much more than just a dunker. He was 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. Hit two big threes and then hit both of his free throws when he got a chance. Got to learn how to guard a little bit better without fouling. 4 fouls. So, you know, I don't exactly know when the fourth one came, but he did play a lot of minutes. So I guess, you know, he didn't foul out, but just showing he's got a lot more to his game than just dunks. Now he will dunk on you, and he had a good one tonight. He had a pick pocket again at about mid court, and then a two-handed slam on the other side. So he can definitely do that on you. He will dunk on you if he can. And I think there was another time where he tried to do a big time windmill and either got it swatted or lost control of it. But I'm very, very impressed at how well-rounded his game is. And not just, you know, he's not just a highlight reel guy. He can do that, but he can do a lot of the technical stuff too that's going to make him a really good SEC basketball player.
Well, he's one of those guys. He worked on his game every single day. He hear the critics. He hear people saying he's just a dunker. And, you know, he just want to prove to the people that he's more than just a dunker. And, you know, being in BP system, been working in the past couple months, he feel like he need to be a better defender, a better three-point shooter, and have a more all-around game. He feel like if he have a more all-around game, he would fit better in his system. And, you know, just to see him have that confidence the last two games, that's crucial because we're gonna need guys like him to step up, not for just scoring, for just little things like defense, guarding the best player on the court. You never know when your name will be called. You never know what you're going to have to do each game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tahad Pettifer, we mentioned it earlier in the show. Was having a really good game. Got tied up and kind of hobbled off the court. They took him back to the back, and he came back with a brace on his knee. Don't have a ton of updates. I think he was walking around fine on it. We'll find out more. We'll find out more about that as time goes on, but. A little bit scary, a little bit nervous, but I think he's going to be okay based off of the things that I've been hearing, the things that I've seen. But he was having a great game, and he was having to play a lot of point guard, which I think is something that's not super surprised, but I think the minutes he played at point guard are quite a few more than we expected. So really, really hope he's healthy because he's going to be key. He's going to be very key for this team because he's electric.
Most definitely. I call it a dog. He is a straight dog. Yes. Coming off the bench.
Yes.
He electrifies the crowd. He electrifies the team. He gives you straight buckets coming to the game. He coming to the game to put the pressure on the defense and just do what he does. And that's strictly scoring and do what he do. These past two games, he's been very impressive to me. I feel like he's going to help his team in so many different ways, and I'm super excited to see him in his first game.
For sure, for sure. So we'll keep you updated on that and let you know what's going on with that knee, with that injury as we move forward. Zip, so you got two games under our belt. You've seen this. You've seen the box scores. You've seen what Auburn, I guess, has done, what they need to work on, what they do well. If you could pinpoint something that you want to see Auburn clean up, what do we clean up moving forward? What do you gotta fix? As hard as the question that may be, after you've blown out two opponents, what's something you want to see Auburn tighten up as they head into playing their first game against Vermont next Wednesday?
Well, with us playing these first two games, I feel like the competition, it wasn't as hard as it should be. But they're tune-up games, but I feel like we could start a little bit faster than what we usually do. And, you know, have your foot on the gas from the jump. Let these teams know that Auburn come to play. I feel like, you know, these games starting off 4-8, 6-8, we got to let them know that this Auburn team is real, you know. Once a team gets confidence, they feel like they can stick with you. But, you know, from the jump, from the get-go, once the team realize that this team is the one, they feel like, okay, I don't know, this team might be for real. They are some monsters. So I feel like we can start games a little bit faster than what we have been doing.
That's a great point. Yeah, that was kind of on the front of my mind too. You started 0-9 the first game. I think you're 0-3 or 0-4 to start the game. This game, I'm with you. Maybe let's try to get some good looks early. It's kind of like in football. You got that first drive play script. You got to have a good script to start a little bit better script to start the games out. So you can, like you said, especially when you're at home, get that crowd hype right from the beginning, whether it be an easy bucket or open up a big three, open up with a big three. I think we shot two to start the game and missed both of them. But yeah, I'm with you. Start games off a little bit quicker, and I assume that's just reps, man. Just reps, getting more time, getting a little bit more used to playing with each other, especially with the new faces and things like that. But that's definitely something I'd like to see as well. What's something that we were, what's something that you pinpointed in these two games that you're extremely excited about that maybe we're a little bit ahead of schedule?
Being in the open court, I feel like when guys are running, they're running their lanes. BP always work on in practice. Each position, always run your lane. So once we get the ball off the rim on the miss, we miss, and we got a 2-on-1, 3-on-2. I feel like we're executing it every single time we get the ball and execute on those type of plays. So I think we ahead of schedule on those type of things.
Absolutely. So guys, that again, Auburn takes down Florida Atlantic. They said they don't want to be called FAU anymore. That's kind of strange. That's like they want to be, you know, Florida Atlantic. You got to call them Florida Atlantic. Well, they whole brand new team. This was not the Final Four level a team that you saw in the past, but still, they're still going to be a decent team this year. Auburn blows them out 102-70, just sort of stretched the lead and then never really let up and extended it out to the 32 points that it ended up. Goes over 100. Auburn goes over 100 points, shoots really well from the three, rebounds from their poor outing from three. The last game, shoot 37% from three. Another thing I want to see get a little bit better is free throws. They were 68% from the line. What's a good goal for free throws from a team? Like, what percentage do you want to be? Where do you got to be like, to feel good about yourself, I guess?
You know, as a team, I always think of 80% is a great percentage. Around that 78 to 80, because at 80, you're sitting well. Teams know they foul. They can't foul you. They know this is a good free throw shooting team. But 60, 67, 68, I feel like I don't like it. I feel like BP is going to make them shoot free throws and work on those type of things at the end of practice. He always have a logic of you got to make 10 free throws to end the practice, each player. So I think they'll be working on those type of things.
Man, some people, 10 in a row or just 10? You got to make 10 in a row?
10 in a row, but he also had the team where everybody line up from the walk-ons to the players, and you have to make 2 free throws in a row. If you miss one, you're on that line. You run either 11 or 22. And if you do it again, you miss again, you make the first one, and you miss the second one, give me 11. You don't, you make it, it's on to the next person. So, guys,
that's more pressure than the games.
More pressure than the games, because guys, guys have missed free throws, and guys have been mad in practice because they don't like, nobody likes running. Like, who likes running? So, guys have been pissed because they have to run because missed free throws.
I love it. I love it. Hey, let's harp on the free throws. The little things, that's what gets you to the next level. So, guys, I really appreciate it. We're going to be here all season. So, get ready for this. We're going to be here all season breaking this stuff down. Zep, appreciate you jumping on. And we're going to be back again. Auburn takes on Vermont on Wednesday. So, we'll be back again breaking down that game as well. So, guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy some football. And we'll be back again next week. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.